Hello, my name is Shelley. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to get clarity on who is eligible in this current phase of vaccinations. And my understanding from what we're being told at the local level is that not only individuals 75 and older and then first responders are eligible, but when I pulled up the ADPH vaccination allocation plan, it states that in this phase 1B that it includes teachers and grocery store workers and all that, but yet teachers aren't being allowed to get the vaccine. So I'm trying to find out. I have a sister who is a teacher who needs to get the vaccine, and I'm trying to find out why she can't get the vaccine.
I believe teachers are included in the 1A.
Okay. They're actually stated to be in the 1B, which is the current phase we're in. So what does she need to do to be able to get her vaccine?
Well, has she pre-registered yet?
No, she's been told she couldn't.
Oh, well, we don't actually work with the pre-register line, but as far as I understand, they're pre-registering everyone, no matter age, anything.
If they're a teacher, you're saying they are for sure, just like this document states, that they are for sure eligible for this phase of vaccinations?
Anyone can pre-register, yes, ma'am.
No, I don't mean pre-register. I mean get a vaccination right now.
Well, no one's able to qualify over the phone. They can only pre-register. And then you'll get a contact from the healthcare providers, and they'll be able to follow up with you on an interview.
Okay, but that's what I'm trying to say. Who is currently eligible to get a vaccine right now?
Let me see. Healthcare workers in Phase 1A include, but are not limited to, emergency medical service personnel, nurses, nursing assistants, home healthcare personnel, physicians.
Hold on a second. You said 1A, but we've been told we're in phase 1B.
No, ma'am. Alabama's still in 1A phase.
Then how are our 75 and older getting it when they're in phase 1B?
They're in phase 1A, ma'am.
Not according to your document that is listed online for Alabama Department of Public Health.
No, ma'am. They're in phase 1A.
Okay. Where's that document? Because I'd like to see it.
Bear with me just a second. Oh, yes, ma'am. The allocation plan, it's listed online with the phases.
That's what I'm saying. Where is it? Where do I find it?
Oh, okay. Give me one second. Let me go on adph.org.
Mm-hmm. I know, and the one that I found states that we're that 75 and older is in 1B, which means everybody in Category 1B would be eligible right now, but
oh, no,
they're
ma'am.
Not. You see what I'm saying, where the confusion is? So I want to see y'all's current document.
Okay, I understand. Bear with me just a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to adph.gov, and then I went to the A through Z index. And then I went all the way down to where it says COVID-19 vaccine. After you click on that, we scroll down a little bit until we reach the allocation plan. I'm trying to see what it's under. It's under prioritization and availability.
Okay, hold on a second. So you went to ADPH.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm going to walk through this with you so I make sure I get to the right place. Okay, I'm at ADPH. You said go where?
The A through Z index.
Where is that located? Oh, A through Z index, okay.
And then scroll down until you see COVID-19 vaccine.
Let's see, COVID-19 vaccine provider support or just vaccine?
Just vaccine.
Okay. And now where do I go?
Now you scroll all the way down to where it says prioritization and availability as of January 18th.
Okay. There's a lot on this page. So how far down am I going here?
Let me see. So we scroll down. We go past vaccination update. We go past vaccine scheduling hotline.
Oh, okay. Prioritization and availability as of January 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that, if you'll notice, the second paragraph there says view the Alabama Department, the Alabama COVID-19 vaccination allocation plan, revised 1/11/21.
Yes, ma'am.
If you pull that up, that is the document I've been looking at. Now, I understand it says current phase is 1A and upcoming group is 1B, but under 1A, it does not include your 75 and older.
So when you go to 1B, where it has the line there, the arrow pointing, that means people under 75 now qualify in the 1B. People older than 75 qualify in 1A.
No, the person's age is greater than 75, that is greater sign. Greater or equal to 75. The ones under 75 are in 1C.
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. Everyone 75 and older qualify in 1A.
Okay. Well, y'all's documents do not match. You need to bring that to someone's attention because 1B is where 75 and older are at.
Sure. I can report it to the website. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And they need to update your plan and everything because it's very misleading.
Okay. I'll let them know, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.